Work was underway inside an old brick structure on Chandler Street that, when finished, will be home to a high-tech manufacturer.
In this space, there's a company called NRG, and they make a gas-permeable ceramic tape that's half the thickness of your hair that's used in computers and in storage batteries.
Developer Rocco Termini says it's old buildings that are creating the new Buffalo. Both developers and lawmakers say it's the historic tax credit that has made many of these jobs possible. But under Governor Cuomo's current budget plan, payment of the state's historic tax credit would be put off until 2021. Assemblyman Sean Ryan and State Senators Chris Jacobs and Tim Kennedy united to call on Cuomo to immediately reauthorize the state tax credit rather than next year when it is scheduled to sunset. Jesse Fisher of Preservation Buffalo Niagara says it's not only redevelopment projects in Buffalo at risk, but also many in smaller Western New York communities.
The city of Olean, the city of Jamestown, the city of Corning, all of these places are impacted positively by the historic tax credit. And there are steps we can do in this year's budget to actually make sure that more projects happen in places like that. We need to not just extend the tax credit, but we need to make some technical changes that make those tax credits work for our smaller projects in our smaller communities.
Lawmakers are also urging the governor to decouple the state tax credit from the federal version. Tax reform passed in Washington in December now spreads the federal historic tax credit over 5 years, instead of giving developers access up front. State lawmakers say without that more immediate access, many projects critical to Buffalo's economic development will never proceed. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.